Good. Good evening and welcome to the November 16th, 2021 special meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees. I call the meeting to order. And as this is a special meeting, we have a few things that we can discuss and only those few things. And we'll start off with the ODOT Township Stimulus Grant. So over the last couple days, I've had correspondence with the auditor's office, engineer's office. I don't know why I said auditor because I was working with the auditor as well. But so here is the official estimates that they worked up for the culvert replacements. The first ones were hand scribbled, and this morning he's like, since you looked, you said that looked pretty good. He's like, I typed it all up for you. And I said, yeah.
So do these have specific places or are
yes.
these all the same?
Tell me what it says on the top and I can kind of let you know which one it is.
T042A2372.
T0402, I believe, is the Withrich. Let me get to the paper.
Okay.
Yes, T42 is Withrich Road culvert replacement. And this will be between.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
This is between Eckerd and 94, down the gully by the Bergs. Bergs and Ferris's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a culvert down in there to get done. And I can't remember what was that one estimated at.
About 60,000.
So he said the reason why it's 60,000 is like if our office can't get to it, that figured in prevailing wage.
Oh, okay.
So they are hoping that they can do it.
Big culvert.
Yeah.
83 by 57.
He's like, ideally, the township and the county will work together to accomplish these jobs and they will not cost, hopefully, that much. But he's like, they have helped quite a few other townships in Wayne County for projects, and so they may have a huge list depending on how grant awards go. So he's like, prepare on the worst side, and that's the reason why you see the figures that you do. So I know it seems kind of high for a culvert, but he's figuring some wages in there. So
that's how that area wide protected. Always has a truck out there.
I know, with three people sitting in
yeah.
it.
Yes.
Just in case one of them gets cold.
Crazy. Traffic control on yep. Withrich.
301 will be North Curzon.
Okay.
30A is, let me rephrase that, North Curzon is just down from Living Water, like you're heading down there towards your road before Bear.
Yeah.
There's a culvert down in there heading into where the old pond used to be on Pravani.
Okay.
That's that culvert to be replaced.
Right.
And then 30A, I believe, is closer to Culver than it is to Kittern, if I remember. No, it was closer to Kittern Road, Kevin said. Not the actual, you know, on 30A. Old Lincoln Way.
Old Lincoln Way.
Sorry.
Okay.
30A is Old Lincoln Way to
yeah.
me. So if you come off Kittern Road and you hang a left, there's about by the farm there, I believe that's where the culvert was that he was referencing that was starting to show some age. It's not the culvert down at the bend.
Okay.
Close to Chismadia's. Not sure if you know who Chismay.
Yeah, don't.
Mm.
But there's, yeah.
There's a culvert there. Either way, Kevin identified it.
Wow, yeah.
And that's the one. That one was a smaller one of the three culverts. The Curzon and the Withrich are much larger projects. And they're saying that what they're going to do to put in there, I believe, was a cement arch.
Yeah.
So like, instead of a full circle, it's like a half.
Yeah.
But it's a much larger half.
So you're talking about, I'm sorry, the expensive one says corrugated.
This one is, looks like it's a 24 inch conduit.
There it is.
Yeah.
On the 30A.
Yeah, that's the smaller one, 24 inch. That is a small one. The big one I want to say is like 58.
Well, it says 83 by 57, but it does say corrugated metal pipe arch.
And it's the same yeah. on
yeah.
the
okay.
other one.
So, yeah. Yeah. So these are grants
right.
that we apply for.
The due date is this Friday,
okay.
And I'm coming before you to, there's information. I got three letters from the engineer stating that they approve and that they are endorsing these as the county engineer for Sugar Creek Township. So I have those letters put together. We have the estimates. I have right-of-ways, which we identified that there's no, how should I put it? There's no legal standing so far as a right-of-way in that area, and there's a lot of Wayne County that doesn't have an exact right-of-way for every single road. And he's like, everyone seems to work together, and it's a lot of legal battle to go through the whole court system to actually do that. So he's like, just figure 60-foot right-of-way. He's like, that's basically what everyone's been doing. No one argues that, and if we would go to court, they're going to give you a 60 anyway.
Yeah.
You're going to get those right of ways.
Yeah.
Just a matter of taking the time to do it. So.
This 30A is south of 30 between Kidder and Kohler.
South of 30, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that little side street.
I'm trying to think where there's a low enough spot to have a Kohler.
There's a. I think there is a house that sits back into the south that's right in front of that big like rock alcove there. There's like almost like a rock cliff face on the right side. And on, I think right through their side of their property, there's a creek that comes through and then goes down toward Route 30, maybe?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that's the one, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, there's a different one.
Yeah, then I'm with you. I don't
know. I was thinking.
He said there's actually two culverts on that road.
Huh.
The one that you're thinking is still all right, but
okay.
But Kidder, where the engineer actually rode with Kevin and actually inspected them. Okay. So
I'm on that road.
Yeah. So right, and you know, for us to be hardly there, we understand that it's there. It's just trying to picture them all. There's a lot of culverts in here, so.
So do you need a motion to authorize us proceeding with this for the Ohio Township grant?
That's what I was hoping for.
I so move.
I will second it.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. I will enter this in Thursday when I get home. I'll spend the morning entering all this stuff in. Completing the grant. So, thank you. That's done. So, the next one that we have is street lighting. So, this is what Jara has suggested for us. That's the Lake Harmony one. This reads the exact same way, except it says Kidron. I bolded Kidron and Lake Harmony for you.
Yeah.
They say the exact same thing.
We're gonna do this for 1 year on both of them?
Yes. That way we kind of see if we get the bugs worked out.
Make changes from there.
Make changes as we need to from there.
I like it.
Great.
I already corrected the parcel list for Lake Harmony. We said the two parcels for Lake Harmony that got included that shouldn't be because there's no lights on them.
Right.
Those that were excluded already on the Lake Harmony parcel list. I'm ready to submit that one. The Kidron one, that's the one where we need to make, still need to finish working out. And I think I sent to you the, looking at the, some of the businesses.
Five or six entities that had multiple parcels that we didn't feel comfortable hitting them with a flat fee on each parcel because
they,
their buildings might spill over, but it's really one property.
Mm-hmm. I think, I'm trying to scroll down here to the bottom because the Kidron one's much longer.
Yeah.
With the list. I did send that to you and I had to highlight the yellow ones. Those are the parcels on here that we kind of, that I had X'd. Like this parcel, this one here is not going to be included because like this is shared by the same one. I'm not sure why the parcels were split, but the house is on this side, the barn's on this side.
Mm-hmm.
So they're only paying for one.
Mm-hmm.
This was added. This one is added. This one's added. That one. Let's see here. The Kidron Ballpark, we probably should figure that one out because they actually have three parcels now and the Kidron community has not paid ever because this was assessed through the Downton Local.
Oh, because of the
elementary.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they actually technically have three parcels there. Do we want to assess three or two, or one?
Sorry, you confused me there.
I'm just counting down as I go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm not opposed to assessing all the businesses as one flat fee, but my concern is how difficult is that to discern every year who has to go in and say, oh yeah, we lumped these three together, oh we lumped these two together, oh we lumped these five together, you know.
I'm keeping very good notes for us for next year.
Yeah.
So, and there'll be notes on why we made our decision tonight.
Yeah.
So when we go back to review it, we go, this was our thought process, you know, in November of 2021, and we can go, did we like it or not like it, and we can make the changes or keep it the same. So
because we want to make it repeatable, so the stuff we decide has to be like corporate memory, we have to remember.
Right, and this, the stuff that, like this printout is just a printout that was typed up from years and years and years and used over. It was never in an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Now we have it in a spreadsheet so we can easily change it.
This property over here at the corner, southeast corner of Emerson and South Kohler, that's a
That one's added.
Is added, okay.
So the, and I should probably tell you, the street light is actually right here on the edge of it, but I believe this is, these two are the same owner.
Okay.
I'm just trying to move over to it now to be sure.
Yeah.
It's part of the reason why it's kind of nice to meet over here, because
you're on the GIS.
I'm on the GIS, yeah. And I can tell you if it's the same owner or not as I get back into Kittering. Because I drove tonight, I know for sure, without a doubt, the last street light is on this corner of Hackett and Kittering.
Yeah.
And just before KE, as you're getting into the valley, is where the last one is on here. All right. And just up from your house, Scott.
Down before Bluebird.
Just before you get to the Kittering vinyl is where this one is. And I drove this one, and it was here in the old Kittering Supply.
Oh, okay.
Where the last one for there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm zooming in right now to... Yeah, this, so this property right here, it, the light's actually right here in the green.
Yeah.
So, and this is just farmland.
Oh, and properties that are vacant, no homeowner.
I don't think we should assess for not having a building on.
Right.
Yeah. So I need to go back in and take a couple of them out, for there is a property owner who has about three or four vacant lots that have access to Emerson Road.
Yeah.
And just make sure he's charged for the ones that have homes on them.
I think so.
Okay. I can make that change as well. So. Yeah. I know which properties they are. So the question becomes, do we want to certify these tonight? Now, I know the Lake Harmony one's definitely ready to go. If you want a final map of Kittering and a final list, I need a little bit of time to finish up the Kittering one, maybe like a half hour or so to finish that up. Or we can certify with the intent. It's up to you guys on how you want to go about it.
Jared's gonna be the certifier. Do we need to approve her certification?
We are the certifier. She's okay. Looking for us for direction.
Thank you for that clarification.
Trust me, I've been having many conversations with her. She said, I need you to copy all the certifications off the old one. So I did, and I sent that in there, and she made a couple adjustments to it to be relevant for this go around.
Yeah.
And then we just add the last sentence of attaching the parcel list to it, which is this one here, which she likes.
If it's appropriate, then I would move that we certified based on the proposed $40 per parcel, pending the amendments you're going to make, and then authorize you to bundle that together and give it to Jera.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've, any changes you've made, we've talked about here in a public setting, so I think we're okay to move forward with that.
That'd be good, because that would, if we wait to December, it gets kind of towards the end where they're really rushed.
Sure.
We want to make sure this gets on the 2022 tax thing. So and if there's any hiccups, that way we still have a little bit of time to breathe to make those adjustments as needed. But the other one was the KVFD parcel. That was, I think, the biggest one that was going to see a pretty good increase.
They have five individual parcels there close to it.
Yeah, well, and there's one parcel I excluded because it didn't even touch Kittering and Emerson.
Oh, the one.
There actually is one in the back.
Yeah.
Kittering Volunteer was going to go from 116 to 280 with the $40 charge.
Yeah.
Do they have frontage on both Kittering and Emerson?
Yeah. And there is one. So far, what I have included is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 parcels.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they need to. I wouldn't think they need to pay for each parcel, but I mean, how many lights are we talking about?
There is
like frontage for them.
I think 3 lights, 4 lights in that corner, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
The old telephone building isn't getting assessed, is it? Because that's not really doesn't have any frontage. It has right away.
And I'm pretty sure that came up actually as CenturyLink or whatever the phone company is, if I remember right. I didn't think that we should go over that 116 amount, or we should be close to that 116 amount, I guess, of what they're currently paying. So I can play with it and drop it down to where we're close with that, if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Just drop the parcels down till we get close.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could view them kind of like some of these large businesses.
Yeah.
Where they have...
Central Christian's going to go, they're going to see a decrease, even though they have 1, 2, 3, 4, they have 5 parcels.
Well, they had so much frontage.
They have frontage, and it was $385, yeah. And they're going to go down to
$200.
Yeah.
So... It's fair.
Kittern Mennonite was the same way. They had a lot of frontage, but they're going to go down. When you look across what people were paying, it's a mixed bag of some people are going to pay more, some people are going to pay less. It's not like the commercial businesses are going to get a huge break.
No.
We're not talking thousands and thousands of dollars. It's
10 bucks, 12 bucks, it looked like.
I think Kittern Auction was going to go down from $319 down to $80. One was, there was a farm that's got frontage on Kittern and Emerson. He's going to go from 33 to 80 with 2 parcels. So, again, I don't see, we're doing this for 1 year.
Yeah, let's listen to our constituents and see.
Yeah.
If they get the new and they come and say, hey, I don't like this, okay.
If we hear nothing.
Right. The Kittern Park, 3 parcels, it's going to be 120, and they haven't been paying anything, only because, not because they refused to, but because it was Dalton Local,
yeah.
Kittern Elementary. Just want to make sure for the recording that when someone's listening, it was just because it was a different parcel. That changed here. Actually, I think it was noted in her things from between 2019 and 2020, somewhere in there, that change happened and that parcel wasn't reflected yet in the...
And those 3 parcels have frontage? Or
2.
Yeah.
Two, I believe.
Yeah, because the one in the back, I think, has right away.
Yes, the ball diamond to the front has right away to just the front diamond. I believe the ball diamond in the community center in the back has right away to the opposite side, and in the center where the elementary was is the actual main frontage for that area. But yes, it's three parcels.
So maybe you didn't misspeak when you said 2. When you said 3 or 2.
But yeah, the old school, I'm looking here on GIS, the old school, the playground where the old gym was, the playground out back, and then it kind of cut catty corner and some of that field area was the one parcel the Dalton Local was paying on.
I think I would feel more comfortable with the park, which is community supported, paying more like 80, and the KBFD, which is also publicly supported, paying more like 80.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Let me write these changes down. I'm even good with the park, since they've been allowing us to meet there for 4 plus years without charging us anything, just to say, okay, we'll
come up with
it. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as, I mean, we have to remember for, we could get questions and like, well, what about
us? I don't think we should do a like kind.
Okay.
Yeah.
4D.
Yeah, and if they choose to charge us, I'm not opposed to paying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I was just throwing the idea out. So Kittern Park, we'll go with 40. 80.
80.
80. 80.
KBFD 80. Got it. So we are going to say 40 bucks for the Kittern area. We're going to say 90 for the Lake Harmony.
Yep.
Okay. So I don't have to change that. Go back and make sure we addressed all the guidance is going to be, if it's a vacant lot, not to pay for streetlight. Like home lot.
Right.
Not like farmland. Like
right. Residential.
Yes.
Parcel.
It doesn't have any buildings on it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay. Guidance, vacant lot, no buildings, not assessed. If there's buildings on it, they will get assessed if they're in that area.
Zone where they're getting.
Right. And like, you know, some of this, why this is coming out is because they have their frontages on Kittern Road. It just happens that's all one big parcel. Jericho does not have any streetlights on it. So from here, where do you draw the line on that parcel of who pays? So I went with a stop sign as the...
If we had any improvement money down the road. The way that has developed since the lights went in,
yeah,
that's a good candidate to get some lights.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. And same with Hackett going.
And even up Zerker,
mm-hmm,
up the hill. There's so many houses on that area now.
Yeah, I'm definitely not opposed to that. Same with Hackett, you know, coming down this way a little bit and going maybe up to the Historical Society.
Right.
Wouldn't be a bad idea either. So if we get some money built up here,
yeah,
yeah, start doing that. I'm actually looking forward to hopefully AEP getting their Public Utility Commission approved so we can start switching over to LEDs for them as well. So Central Christian we are good with.
Yeah.
I have the remove list because they aren't actually anywhere near the Kittern lighting, so they shouldn't be assessed. The no longer exists parcel group. And then all the yellow ones were the new parcels that I kind of pointed out here in the map.
Right.
Yeah.
That, so the yellow highlighted ones, those were the new ones. So, and I remember, if I remember right, when Anita showed us the bills, we had, what, 525 from one, 515 from the other?
Yes.
So, if the math is working right, Kittern should generate 8360. And the Lake Harmony.
For one year. Yeah.
Lake Harmony is going to create 8370.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're almost the same amount, but there's a huge amount of parcel difference. That's because Lake Harmony is paying 90 versus Kittern's going to be paying 40 because there's.
Let's do it for a year, and then we'll see if there's some reductions or amendments we need to make.
Correct. So residents can hopefully be comfortable with it. It's not a five-year thing that they have to endure.
Right.
This is for 1 year, and we can go back and make adjustments. And if we don't need anything, we can lock for 3, 5, whatever we may need to do. Or, you know, we may come back next year, and PUCO has said, yes, AEP, you can do this, and Kittern residents want to start working towards LEDs. Yep. We just charge a little bit more so we have extra at the end of the year to cover it. So. So it looks like we should be able to easily cover our bills as long as the electricity. We have a little bit of a buffer, so we're bringing in about 16.6. We should be expending about 13 for next year.
Yeah.
So if there's a little bit of a hike, we should be all right. If not, we should have enough just to carry over to the following year and make adjustments. So you guys are comfortable with that?
Yes.
I move. That's on the table to accept it as proposed with the amendments that we've talked about. So.
I'll second Scott's motion.
Okay. We'll probably do two separate ones, one for Lake Harmony, one for Kittern, since they're two different taxing districts.
Okay, then I will remove my motion.
You just keep your motion? Just identify which one you're going with.
Amend it for Lake Harmony Street Lighting District.
Okay, I will second Scott's motion.
All in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed say no. Motion carries.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will also move that we proceed and approve as proposed here tonight for the Kittern Street Lighting District with the amendments that we've stated that you'd be making just in the next few moments and authorize you to carry that forward to JARA once you're complete.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. So both of those are approved and done. And before I turn everything in for the final, I will send these out to you for, if you wouldn't mind signing. And then I'll meet up with Anita to get her signature on it. So the previous one was only Jerry's signature, and I said, you know, I feel more comfortable with our whole board signs along with Anita, so we should show some solidarity there. So it wasn't a different way of doing it.
I like it.
And I will get that taken care of. Like I said, before I finish up and do the last submittal, the last click, you guys will have a chance to make sure we reflect everything that was discussed.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure you're so excited to review about 200 some parcels in Kittern. So,
thanks for your work on this, John.
Oh, no problem.
Spent a lot of time on it.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Now that it's in Excel form.
Yeah.
It's much nicer.
Won't be as big of a knot to unravel.
Yeah. Yeah. Next year we'll be discussing. Did we like, not like it, and make a quick decision. So. Yeah. We can be done with that one. We'll move on to fire levies. That was the next item on our special meeting.
Yeah.
Scott?
I don't know if either of you guys had an opportunity to see the feedback we got from Barbara on that. It looks like we're well in advance of the termination points for the two contracts as well as for the levy.
Yeah.
But again, I think our intention is to stay ahead of it so that we can have the issue on the ballot. or on the ballot so that it's approved before we get to a point where we're desperate. So
right, and we finished up the contract this year in March with East Wayne. That's kind of retroactive since it started in January 1.
Right.
So now we're actually going to be ahead of the game and having everything done and finalized before the time happens. So I had a conversation with Barbara since I was talking to her about the handbook.
Yeah.
We briefly discussed this levy. She's like, so let me get this straight. You're trying to be ahead of the game. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what we're trying to do. That we have a couple chances at passing the levy. So that way, if one goes down, we still have another chance to make adjustments and go forward. She's like, well, that's perfectly good. And, the last one we were kind of rushed on. So
after... I gotta think about how I say this. These are all gonna expire at the end of 22.
Collection year, yes. They're assessed for the end of this year.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we get on the May primary, everybody's gonna show up for primary.
I think you're right.
And I would prefer to do it at election time when we got a high turnout.
Yeah. I agree.
And have it as a referendum.
Yep.
From the community.
Yep.
So I'm kind of thinking we aim for May, and then if May we learn something that we aren't expecting to learn,
right?
Then we've got November to
till August
to shuffle
4th, to make
to do
those adjustments and get those right.
So we really have to have this executed by end of January, really, to be able to be on the May.
Yes, and I told Barbara as well the reason why we're doing this in November and December. Both of your gentlemen's schedules are kind of full in January.
Right.
We don't have time to try to do a couple of meetings real quick when you guys are actually gone. So I said, we're hoping to have this done in December and ready to file in December to avoid your guys' schedule conflict. So it's all done. And when it gets to that point.
I didn't see anything there that Barbara told us that steered me away from it. is this something we should move on tonight, or is this something we can table until the December meeting?
Table to our December meeting. She's hoping to have all the corrections made, if I remember right. Unless I was paying attention to the handbook.
Yeah.
So if she already made those adjustments, I didn't have a chance to look at them yet.
She just put up the versions of the contracts that she had, and then in her note here this week, it was just yesterday.
I think
she said she was going to start putting the ballot language together. So I think we need to see ballot language.
Yeah.
We move on that, and then we can move that forward to
we
board
have
elections or the auditor, whoever that is.
The resolution,
auditor has to certify that.
They both look almost identical. One stating that there's a necessity to put the levy on the ballot, and the other one is saying the necessity that we are putting it on the ballot. They're very close in language, but that's what she's working on. So I said, do we need to do like the first reading for the one resolution, like December 13th? And do the last one December 27th. She's like, nah. She's like, you did it the last time on the same night. She's like, as long as Jarrah is available to certify the numbers in the same time you're doing that, she's like, she certifies, you pass the resolutions, and you're done in the same night, and she's perfectly fine. She gave the legal opinion, or I shouldn't say legal opinion. Her advice to us was that's appropriate to do it all in one night. We don't have to do two readings, so.
So I think we've got a solid 3 weeks.
Yes.
Here. Get my calendar.
And she's planning on having that ready for us for our December 13th meeting.
13 or 14?
13.
13, we moved to a Monday.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Because Tuesday was conflict.
So we literally have 1, 2, 3 and change.
Right.
Almost 4.
So
that should be hopefully enough time for Jarrah to put those numbers together.
Yes, and she already has a general idea of what she needs to do for that. So, and we're getting the street lighting out of the way so we can get the levy's out of the way.
Yep.
So I expressed that both to Jarrah and Barbara, like we're trying to get everything done ahead of time so we have a little bit of a breathing room.
Yeah.
We played that in 2020 with like,
I don't know, like
the 2 days before having to certify and trying to get things straightened up. So
press next to the deadline.
Yes. Last item we have for our meeting tonight is the handbook. So this is the final.
I hope we approve it. can we do that?
Yes. It's our handbook, so I'm good with that. Now, the only thing that's not in there, and I came up with, is at the end where there's the sign sheet. That's the 20 pages of ethics that we're including in this too. That's part of that link that we need to hand to our employee.
Yeah.
Where the employee sign I'm adding the Sugar Creek Township Employee Handbook, and it is a, where we'll put a date, the resolution, and the items changed in the document. So on our master, we're gonna have, that is for the, similar to.
This is the authorized user.
This is what it's, if you can kinda see, I don't know how much layer.
Yep.
So that we have a record from, this is the base.
Yep.
When we make a change, there's the date, the resolution.
Yep.
And what we actually changed in it for reference.
Yep.
So everyone can see what's been changed, nothing's been changed. Whether the next generation of trustees after us comes in, they can look back and go, oh, here's the history of what actually happened.
It's just a change log that's brilliant because, it's a living document.
It is. And Kevin, he had a chance, Scott had a chance to review this already.
That's what I was gonna ask you.
Kevin's been involved in the whole process over the last year of making this. He had a couple of questions and I said, yes, this is our intent. He's like, our intent is to, we need a document in place for the day when, you know, you're out the door. That's not the time for us to go, oh, we probably should have this for the new guy. So this document is, this is our starting point. And if there's an issue, bring it to our attention so we can discuss it, make our changes if we need to, or however we need to do things, and we'll move on. Like, it's not meant to be this rigid thing. This isn't us pounding the gavel at you.
It'd be nice to have 5 or 6 years of working together under these policies and see if there's a burden somewhere that we overlooked that we have an opportunity to amend.
Right. And he's like, if that's your intent of this thing, I'm all for it. He's like, there's a couple things that he's kind of concerned about, but I said, Kevin, I don't think there's a concern to be there. Like, the group that you have right now for the next 2 years is intent on working with you.
Yeah.
This is our document that we want to nurture.
Yeah.
So
I told him we have to approve it so we can see what's inside of it.
I bet he chuckled too.
Also, they should understand this is not an employment contract. When he signs this, they're signing saying that he understands the policies.
Yes.
I mean, and not that he doesn't, but whether somebody disagrees with him or not,
right,
that's not what this document is saying. You know, this is an employment contract. It's not. It's just, this is the handbook, and you're signing, acknowledging you're aware of the policies of the township.
Yep. And then when you look at the corrective action and discipline measures that are in there, you know, there's verbal, there's many, many steps to get to, you know, before you even get close to that executive session where you're discussing employment. I said, I don't think you're going to have an issue. I think his highest concern was comp time and usage, because now it'll be in 48 hours you're supposed to notify the president or his designee. He's like, if I'm thinking about taking time, can I just do this? I'm like, yes, just, you don't have to take it. It's not like set in stone. If you say, hey, I think I'm going to take it on Wednesday, depending on how the weather is, you know, doesn't mean if it rains that you absolutely have to take it and use that time.
No.
It's just that you kind of scheduled it. You let the trustees know that you're thinking about it, take it, and we'll log it on there. And he said he's thinking about when he's sick or when he's taking comp time or anything. He may just start texting us as a group to make us aware. And I said, you do that, that's actually above and beyond what the policy says. I said, and that's all we're looking for. So
we're not rigidly bureaucratic, most of three of us, but it might not always be the three of us. So when that time comes, we need to make sure that the document
supports. And we need some time to make sure that happens. So like you said, I think for this, you know, since we mentioned that is resolution, we make a resolution on this. I know Anita's not here, but I think we can make our roll call and make that happen. And then secondly, a motion on my idea is to go to Kinder Printing and have them do like the plastic binder, you know, and do a few books for them, for us, for Anita.
Yeah.
So we all have a copy, and then I want to make a nice master copy and a 3-ring binder. So as we make changes, it's easy to put stuff in and out.
And addendums to it,
and make amendments to it. So,
yep.
And we may add policies here and there as time goes on too, based on OTARMA, different situations.
Right.
Who knows what change may come down our road. So the first thing is I move to approve resolution 2021-11-16-01, approving the Sugar Creek Township, Wayne County, Ohio, personal policy procedures and manual. Do I have a second?
I will second that motion.
Thank you, Tom.
Yep.
And since it's a resolution, we'll do roll call. Scott.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
John. Yes. All right. We'll have Anita type that up. Good deal. And then I make a motion that we take this copy and seek out Kittering Printing.
Village Printing,
thank you. To have them print off copies for our employees and ourselves and the fiscal officer for us to keep. And then one manual to be in a three-ring binder to keep as a master copy and where all the master changes will happen. And Kevin also wanted to add that he had a couple, since he's been keeping track of maintenance records and whatnot, he said, could he make a master sheet and then have them print off of, you know, 100 or so of them to go in the vehicles? Mm-hmm. So have all that work done in one shot.
I would amend that to say Village Printing or a substitute. Just open it up in case they are swamped and we can't get.
Okay. I'm perfectly good with that. I like your amendment.
Yeah.
I approve your amendment. Tom?
Yes.
All right. Do I have a second on the motion that it was amended by Tom or Scott?
I second the motion.
Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries and we'll head to Village Printing if they have time to do that. So,
yeah.
And that was all that was listed on our website for our special meeting tonight. That's all we can discuss tonight. With that being said, it is 7:37. I move that we adjourn the special meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Trustees.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, Jess.